It didn't go over particularly well. Let me see if I got. I know I've got a comment here on this one. I'm going to dig it out for you because I want you to hear something about this. I think I pulled something on this one. Let me see here. And that is the Parkland school shooter sentenced to life in prison, but not the death penalty. Right? Not the death penalty. Thought I had something. Maybe I don't. At any rate, I can tell you that some folks not impressed with that, including Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor Ron DeSantis, he was not impressed. I think that if you have a death penalty at all, that is a case where you're massacring those students with premeditation, utter disregard for humanity. You deserve the death penalty, said DeSantis during a press conference. The jury's decision of 7 hours of deliberations, 2 days, ending a three-month trial that included graphic videos and photos from the massacre and its aftermath, heart-wrenching testimonies from victims' families, a tour of the still blood-stained building. The decision leaving many families of the victims angry, baffled, in tears. He will get the same sentence as people who have committed bad acts, but not at the level of premeditated mass murder. I just don't think anything else is appropriate except a capital sentence in this case, and so I was very disappointed to see that, so said the governor. This stings. It was not what we were hoping for. Judge Elizabeth Shearer will formally issue the life sentence November 1. Cruz is 24 years old. He murdered 14 students, 3 staff members, wounded 17 more, February 2018. He was 20 years old. And he said he chose Valentine's Day so they could never celebrate the holiday ever again. I'm not a proponent of capital punishment. You might know that if you've listened to the program long enough. As a general rule, I do not support the death penalty because violence begets violence, and violence from the state to me is not the right answer generally. But in this case, you know, I might make an exception. 20 years old, intentionally did it to destroy people's lives. That was the entire point, to destroy people's lives. And he did. He certainly did destroy people's lives. So, I think that they might have gotten that one wrong. So, there's that one. Now, back to a couple of things from the economy, right? And the embarrassment that is the way, you know, we saw the new inflation numbers yesterday. 8.2%, down from 8.3% before. The month before, down from a peak of 9.1% a couple of months ago. But 8.2% is still horrendous. And here's the problem that they face. The core inflation rate was 6.6%. That's the highest since 1982, which was the highest inflation rate because it was 1979, 80, 81, 82. And then Reagan's policies finally took hold. And inflation began to ease. But the core consumer price index, which does not include food or energy, which, you know, no eating or driving your car, 6.6% up. The core CPI climbed 6% for the second month. Overall, the CPI up 0.4%, 8.2% from a year earlier. Shelter, food, medical care indexes, all the largest of many contributors, the report said. Prices for gasoline and used cars declined slightly, not much. But the inflation data will likely cement an additional 0.75-point increase on interest rates in November. U.S. stocks opened lower. Treasury yields surged. The 30-year rate briefly hitting 4%, the highest since 2011. None of this is good news. The median forecast is a Bloomberg survey of economists called for a 0.4% monthly rise in core and 0.2% gain in the overall measure. They missed it again. It's the most aggressive tightening campaign since the 1980s. But so far, the labor market and consumer demand have remained resilient. The unemployment rate returned to a five-decade low in September. Businesses continue to raise pay to attract and retain the employees needed to meet household demand. The CPI report is the last one before, of course, the midterm elections. Shelter, where you live, biggest services component in makeup, rose 0.7%. Both rent and owner's equivalent rent up 6.7% on an annualized basis. So the cost of your mortgage, the cost of rent continuing to spiral up, the cost of everything, and they continue to try to blame this war. It's not the war, my friends. It's the war on you that is driving it up. It's a real problem. Gas is, you know, leveled off again for a couple of days here after going up quickly for several days. But it's not going to change because oil is staying consistent right now. Oil is staying consistent. West Texas Intermediate between 85 and 90 today, right now 87. Brent crude, the world benchmark, between 90 and 95 today, 92 and 92 cents. So basically 93 right at the moment. So it continues. It is continuing, and it is not going away. And 2 million barrels a day coming off production November 1. When the president stops squandering the strategic reserve, that'll be another million barrels a day coming off soon. So that'll mean 3 million barrels a day out of production. That's going to push prices even higher. So we'll see. But there could be a supply deficit in the oil markets because of the OPEC cuts. We'll keep an eye on all of it for you. Final thoughts for this hour in a moment.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.